Beginning of Parshas Vayeh, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish children, "Now the Esrei Shana Nezu Hayom Uchalad Vaseis Vavol," which is 120 years old today. The 13th, of course, from the Din Hazra, of course, in the 9th century. Hayom Olo Yom Ha'Eshnei Sar Ram Shachar Vavol Hamashkim Shnei Shal Tzadikim Yom Yom Yichodesh Vavodesh. I assume you can look in the Talmud Tana also for you. You report for all of you. You don't get to read it as well. It's that famous Gemara. That after his brother Malish and Shem Shah Tadith and Yom Liyot. That Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. He was born on Zayin Adar. He died on Zayin Adar. So on that day, he gives over his Sefer Perek to the Levi. And he tells them, Lakak HaSef HaFer HaZeh. He says, Vayitzav Moshe HaShir HaZeh Zbayam Lohol Ha'ilam Dez Bnei Yisrael. What is the Shira referring to? So the Pasha Shai is referring to Shira Sazim. But the Gemara understands that the Shira refers to the whole Sefer Torah. I thought Moshe Sazim does say, Alam Yisashem, Lokach, the Sefer HaTorah HaZeh. What Sefer HaTorah HaZeh? So that he wrote the Shira. But he can halas Moshe Lift to the Zivah HaTorah HaZeh called Sefer HaTumim. And he finished writing the Sefer Torah. So it would appear from the Pesukim that we use the word Shira and Sefer Torah interchangeably. The Gemara says also on the Pasha, the Jewish people will not forget Shira Sazim. That's what it means. So the Gemara says in the end of Shabbos, we're going to see a cook on the test, for the being a third Mino, he loves the Shachim Pizar, the Hatzacha, that's what Shimba Yifai says. Hashem Terah will never be forgotten. He loves the Shachim Pizar, the Terah will never be forgotten. How does he see the Torah will never be forgotten? He says, Shiva Sarzigam will never be forgotten. So in the Pirish on the bottom of the Medrash Rabbah, the end of Parashat Vayelech, on page 234, has a very long, interesting comment. He says, the first it says in the Roll of Tion, at the beginning, the Mushim is free from the Tizarach and the Jerusha Rahman Arashan, the Torah will not be forgotten. So the Novi gives the Haftach, the Torah will not be forgotten. Here the Chumash gives the Haftach, the Shira will not be forgotten. It sounds like Shiva and Torah are used interchangeably. And here also says, "Yichdav Moshe Hashir Azos Bayomar Elam Ben Bnei Yisrael." There's the Yichalos Moshe Lifkin Tia Torah Azos Al Seifa Tumam Lokach Seifa Torah Azos. So it seems that Torah and Shiva is the same thing. That's how the Gemara knows in Sanhedrin in the second Torah that there's a mitzvah called Odom Yisrael Lifkin Lo Seifa Torah. Because it says, "Mukul Mishpitzu Lachem Es Hashir Azos Elam Ben Bnei Yisrael." It seems that the Tien Shpitzu Lachem Es Hashir Azos means write the Seifa Torah. It doesn't normally write Shiva Sazino. He's right to the whole thing, both Shira and Torah are used interchangeably. So Moshe Rabbeinu completed the Sefer Torah on that day. That was the day that he died. But there he has Moshe Rabbeinu, and today he is dying other. But the Brochen Malish and Sen Shot Kadik and Yom Yom, that's the Gemara Sefer. And Yichta Moshe Zira as Hashira says, by Yom Ahu, on that day, on his birthday. Faces in the office, quote the Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos. That's why we say Tzikascha, Tzidit Adin from Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rishonim there, can't it be he died on Shabbos and he wrote to say the Torah on Shabbos? He wrote to say the Torah on Shabbos and he found Shabbos, but some say he wrote with his left hand. There's the answer to the question. It says in the book of Tzilin. Because maybe he wrote with his left hand, that if he writes Kalach HaYad, it's only a Melacha Medir Abbanon. So maybe the name Moshe Rabbeinu was a dying Lo Nigza, maybe the Gzeh Medir Abbanon. And Kalach HaYad was introduced later. The Tzitzis are just questions whether the Sefer Torah would be kosher. If in Hilchah Shabbos it's not called Tzvi because it's Kalach HaYad, so maybe in Hilchah Get also, if you write a get with your left hand, a I say the third thing in the Zuzah with your left hand, would it be kosher or not? How can it be that someone writes a Sefer on Shabbos and it's Mutam and Atar, it's not called Siza, and it's called Siza for a get, and it's called Siza for a Sefer? The son of Rahim Holder is not a kosher. Hilchos Gitmikot. It's not a kosher. Hilchos Shabbos, it's not that it's not called Siza. It's not called Malachas Mashevis, because it didn't hold a Shabbos. You don't know Malachas has to be done, Malachas Mashevis has to be done. This Alachayah, it's a lack of Malachas Mashevis. It's not that it's a lack of Siza. This called Siva, and the Dinah Malachim HaShevis was never formed right over respect to Siva Sevetar Tzilam Mezuzah with respect to Siva Zanyah. And now this holds, no. The Reseyson holds that it doesn't make sense. He doesn't like that. They say it's not that he died on Shabbat, he died on Erev Shabbat, he died on Erev Shabbat. So why do we say Tzitzos on Shabbat? We should say Tzitzos on Erev Shabbat. So they give explanations why. It's not that he died on Shabbat. The Medrash says that not only did Moshe Rabbeinu write to say the Torah on the day that he died, he wrote 13 Sefer Torah. That's the Medrash. At the end of Ayela, Parsha Tes, Piska Tes. He wrote Yud Gimel Teres, he wrote Yud Beis Teres, he gave from Yud Beis HaShvatim. He knew that he was going to die on that day. What did he do? I'm Rabbi Yana, in cause of Yud Gimel Teres, Yud Beis, Yud Beis HaShvatim, Achas, and one Sefer Teres, Hanir Fa'orayim, the one that's written in Chumash, that's the 13th Sefer Teres. Okay, Chasei Fa'ter, Azad, Samtem, Oysim, Tzad, Aram, Bis Hashem, Rakech, Mahoy, Hashem, Lechol, Yeyed, and there's a sugi in the first paragraph of Balabasa exactly how did the Sefer Torah speak, and how she quotes part of it. Nechlik of Al-Khatna, he saw the Gemara Balabasa, how exactly did the Sefer Torah speak into the Oran, the Ruchas for the end of the Oran. So where did we speak the Sefer Torah? It's all discussed in the Gemara. So that Sefer Torah that's written in the Chumash, that's Sefer Torah number 13, but he wrote another 12 Sefer Torah. How did he do that stunt? As long as that someone to write a Sefer Torah, it takes a couple of years, it takes a long time, it takes a year. Both ends. You go to me, both ends. How do you do that? That's what this Pirish asks on about. How can he write 13 Sefer Torah in one day? So he says he doesn't think that that's what it means. Bo Bayom, he wrote 13 Sefer Torah. He says he was in the middle of writing 13 Sefer Torah, he's hoping by the end. And then when the Rosh Hashanah, every time the Rosh Hashanah gave the Nunavuah, so he wrote it down, each one of the 13 Sefer Torah. So on the day of his birthday on Yom Kippur, which was probably Friday, not Shabbos, he said Tzitzos because he died late Friday afternoon, so he died on Friday. So that Friday he had a Nevuah, the last day that he died he had a Nevuah. So he wrote down the last Nevuah in each one of the 13 Sefer Torah. And that's what the Medrash means, that he wrote 13 Sefer Torah. Since it's hard to visualize that he wrote 13 Sefer Torah from the beginning to the end, more than one day. Okay. This Pashup Shah. Then he wants to know, this Pirush Anabana wants to know, how did the Medrash figure out such a thing that he wrote 13 Sefer Torah? In the Chumash it says he wrote one Sefer Torah, he gave it to the Levim to put the Tzad HaRam Beis Hashem. So the Medrash says, no, that was Sefer Torah number 13. The other 12 Sefer Torah, that's assumed. Of course he wrote 12 other Sefer Torah. What do you mean it's assumed? Where did he get Sefer Torah number 13? How did they multiply by 13? Could be. That's what Rashi quotes. I'm not positive that. But then he's all complaining what happened to us. Why only share the could be. So in this Pirush on the bottom of the page, he always has very deep comments. But here he has especially unique. So he says, you have all learned Sanhedrin Dabdalit. You know, we learned Sanhedrin yesterday. And on Dabdalit and Sanhedrin, the Gemara has several drushes that sound like Balaturim style. The Gemara has, how do you know how many Zrikas you need on the Mizbeah? So it says, Karnas, Karnas, Karnos, you add up. It says, Basukas, 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 you add up. But the Gemara says, how do you know that you need three Hadassim? There's a Machlokes Chachamim in the Mishnah where you need three Hadassim, or one Hadass is sufficient. The Kiva holds that one Hadass is enough. Rabban HaChumash says, Ati Kabbalah, why do you have one Eshrig and one Gulag and three Hadassim? And two Arogas, it adds up to seven. It's Yehuvim Kenegah, the seven series, everything Ati Kabbalah. So eventually he's saying, what about Rabbi Akiva, who's such an expert in Kabbalah, he knows that there's one Hodos and one Arov. There's something different about Kabbalah. He's distressed that the person should see them a lot of times insist you have to do something, because that's the way it is up Kabbalah. There are different traditions of Kabbalah. Rabbi Akiva was a big Mekubal. And his tradition was that you take one Hodos and one Arov. And Ramban's Kabbalah, he holds a different Kabbalah. A different Drosin in Kabbalah. So the Gemara, the Sukkah says the point of the Tanah who insists that you have that three Hadassim, what's the Mokker? Because it says, Anaf, eight Ovis. The Gemara says, Anaf is one, eight is one, and Ovis is the third. So you count up all the words. Every time you have a word mentioned a few times, count up how many times that word appears. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Mem-Tes quotes one opinion. How do you know that there are Lamentes, Lamentes, Malachas? Because if you count how many times the word Malacha, Malachas, and Malachu appears in the Chumash, from the beginning of Bereshit to the end of Dvarim, it will appear 39 times. Aban Chasaram. That's how the Gemara says. Because his Yantav has a kasha on the Shnai, so it's not true that it appears more than 39 times. So he gives you a klal. He says, maybe this is the klal. And then the Yifei Naim, the end of there, is of course, the place is Yantav's teretz, and he says, he checked it out, and it's not correct, and he gives a different teretz. How do you determine which malacha, malacha, and malacha to count? If you look at that Mendel kasha sefer, there are chayim, it's called Dibri Menachem, okay, that's the Gimel, so he quotes different theorem from the Shonim. On this kasha, which malacha, malachas, malachas is supposed to count. And I'll come find and see that that's a legitimate style of Joshua. The Gemara learns that, not the test of the malacha, the Gemara learns that how many hadassim in the year, the Gemara learns that how many tetepas, 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 how many batim in the Shal Yosh, and how many zikis that by the time of the Shal Yosh, and so the Gemara learns that didn't get nice. It's not like a gematria, where you might be right, Papiros, Lachos, and the Mishnah says, and the others, and the Ramban says, and the Sefer Hagula, there's news that you never learn that any halachas from the gematria. The one and only halacha that the Gemara has Kodesh Via, Gabel Tera, Sarosha, that's Kam Nazirah, Kodesh and Yom, Via, the Gematria, Kloss and Havim. So the Ramban and the Rambam and the Pirush and the Shnai both say that that was a Kabbalah, they had a tradition like that. Not that they really learned it out from the Gematria, because you never learn that. Paturas Lachachim is that it's only an Ashmachim. You never really learn that anything from the Gematria. The Ramban is in the Sefer Abdul, because he talks about the Gematria of the Mashanta. If the Gemara has a Gematria of the Mashanta, Mara is that, what does the Gemara say? So why didn't they know when the Churban Bais Rishon was going to be? In Ashanta? They had a Gematria. It explains that they didn't have that Gematria in advance. The Gematria is only Pakaros Lachaf. After the Churban occurred, then they had a tradition that there's a remnant somewhere in this parsha when the Churban will occur. And after the Churban occurred, then they looked and they searched and they found that the remnant was the Gematria in Ashanta, and it was 2 years before because it was a Chesed. So that, so the Matriya, as the Ramban and the Rambam say, are not a legitimate source for deriving halacha. I one time in Gemara says, how do you know that the Lamatel Shabbos Mochim says, Eila Hadvarim, that Dvarim Hadvarim, Eila Hadvarim. Dvarim is near, Eila Hadvarim Shatzib Hashem Eschem, I think the passage says, introducing Hilchos Shabbos, that Dvarim is near Rabbim Shnayim. Hadvarim is Hei Hayimi Adan Shloshim. Eila the Gematria Zalof Lamed Hei. It's 36 and 39. And then he says, Eilu Lama Tess Avach Knoch Hashem Emel Oda Moshe Messina. So it's says, it's only an Asmachta. It says, Gematrios are only Asmachta. It's Nei Yeshua Masech Hashem. So Gematrios are only Asmachta. But if you count up how many times the word appears in the poster, that's a drasha gemur. You speak in the whole Dab Dal? So this Pirush on the bottom, he has an Eilu Yishayinfah. He says, if you look at Parshas Vayela from the beginning of the Parsha, ויקרא משה ליהושע ויאמר אליו ואין יפה לסוח חזק ממש כי אתה פה בלפעם הזה על הורת וסוען if you count up how many times the word Torah appears and the word Shira you add up to 13 he says if you add up how many times the word Torah is also Hashira is also and first he gives you an introduction that this is legitimate the Torah and Shira are used interchangeably but the Gemara learns out everything that I said before it's from his theory that the Gemara learns that Kis B'lachem is Hashira Zeres he quotes to the Sefer Torah and Moshe Shachat and Kizara says on Yeshira and the Pasuk in the Volatzim says it on the Torah and everything is used interchangeably so it means the same thing Hashira Zeres, Hashira Zeres, the whole Torah is called the Shira he points out the Rambam is difficult the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah that there's a misassess that Paul Adam Yisrael Nifta Veloi Sefer Torah Shenema Kis B'lachem is Hashira Zeres what it means is the writer says the Torah Sheyesh Bo Shira Sazino because and facing us, I'll tell you a parsha of parsha. The Gemara has an aflatus in Gittin, that's Tamar. Are you permitted to write a separate parsha? The Gemara has it in Gittin, you're not permitted to write a pasuk. Like people always do, they write a pasuk on the parochet, they write a pasuk on their talazeko. Most of them teach you, say, you hang up sukkim on the wall of the sukkim. Or you write a pasuk on the front of the yeshiva. You write one pasuk, so the Gemara says that that's the business. Didn't he write a single pasuk? Unless he write the Sefer Shalom. Less than the Sefer Shalom, you're not allowed. So the Gemara has a shayla, but maybe in Chumash, maybe it's permissible to write a parsha. Parsha means from a psucha to a stuma, from a stuma to a stuma, from a stuma to a psucha. To write a paragraph from Chumash. Why should it be permissible to write a parsha? So the Gemara says, well, maybe The Gemara raises a historical question. Moshe Rabbeinu was busy writing down the Torah in the Avon Shalom and Midbar, so did he write every parsha as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dictated in a word to him? So he wrote it down, and the next day he wrote another parsha. Well, since he wrote down a parsha at a time, so maybe we're permitted to write down a parsha. Maybe he wrote down every parsha and he said the cloth, and then later on he would not pick them all together. Or the Gemara says maybe not. Maybe he wrote them all at the end of the Avon Shalom. The Gemara has a whole historical question. How exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu write down the whole Torah? This theorist that he said before, that he completed all of the 13 sifrei Torah on the last day, that's on the assumption that he was writing everything as he went along, and he finished that. One opinion of the Gemara says that it's not so. So you might raise the possibility that it should be mutter to write the parashim in HaTorah. Don't shout. So the Rambam passes that it's awesome. Also lift the parashim in HaTorah. So the Rambam writes, how do the Chachamim know that Kisvu Lachem HaSashir HaZoyis refers to Ksivas Kol HaTorah Kulo? So he says it means write Shiras HaZinu. But you can't write Shiras HaZinu without writing the rest of the Chumash from the beginning to the end, because then Kisvu Lachem HaTorah Parashir is Parashir. The passage that it's forbidden to write to say the Torah Parashir is Parashir. So it's very difficult. Number one, it's forbidden to write the third parashat, parashat machlekes in the Gemara. So you mean, according to one opinion in the Gemara, you don't have to write the whole state of Torah from the beginning to the end. You only have to write hazir, just that parashat. Number two, even if you hold the halacha that you're forbidden to write parashat later, Raman Paskin, but the state of Shalom is mutter. So how do you know you have to write from Bereishis through Dvarim? You should be permissible to be able to the mitzvah of Kisvu Lachem HaSashir HaZoyis by just writing Chumash Dvarim. That's enough. And number three, because of Mishnah in the Shari Zariyeh, goes to town on this concept. The Torah has a din of Sakhtam on Mezuzah, the Yisrach of the Sharecha. You write parashas for Tzilin and for Mezuzah. So you don't write the whole Sefer Torah, you don't write the whole Chumash Dvarim. Why? Obviously that's a Yitzim and Akkad. That's an exception to the rule. Like there is HaKos of the Sefer, but you have to write base parashas for Mezuzah and Dalar parashas for Tzilin. So why not say that Tzilin and Lachem HaSashir HaZeris is a Yitzim and Akkad that you are, even if you hold in general that you're not permitted to write parashim and Akkad. But here the Torah says, write a parasha of Hazino, and that's all. So that's what's difficult with the Rambam. So the Paschus is the Tirish Mazav writes on the Rambam. Paschus is that it doesn't mean hard to say Paschus against the Rambam. The Shvera Rambam, because Mishnah has trouble with the Rambam, the Shatzari has no trouble with the Rambam. So the Paschus that we want to say is not Kisvu Lachem HaSashira refers to Hazinu, but you're technically unable to write Hazinu without writing the rest of the Torah. The word Shira refers to the whole Torah. So that's what he says, that Shira Azayis and Tera Azayis is referring to the same thing. If you can, from the beginning to the end, it says 13 times. You have to check to see if it's true. He goes to every single process, then he has 14 times. What's that? How come 14 times? Just said 13 times? Fudges a little on this. So he claims that the drush is based on the, like the drush is in the Russian people. So you only count the extra 13. Okay. He says that the drush is based on the fact that it says 13 extra times Shira and Torah. So that's why they added it up, and they assumed that the Torah has said Torah the one that was put in the Yoron HaKodesh or next to the Yoron HaKodesh in the Kodesh HaKodesh, and that was the 13th Sefer Torah, but there were an additional 12 Sefer Torah that were given to each one of the Shvat. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that the Luchos were sitting, the Luchos in the Sefer Torah were sitting flat in the Yoron. They weren't standing up. The Torah was flat and the Luchos was flat. It wasn't standing up. So the Revi Hazov has a comment on this pasuk. How did the Tanoim know? All discussion in Tanoim is that we had everything shoot into the Yoron. But it lasted in the first period. How did the Tanoim know? So he suggests that since it says, the Gemara doesn't say how they know. He knows. He suggests that since it says the Samtamos, the Lokech HaSeit HaTorah, it says the Samtamos, and the Tzad Aram Bez Hashem Lokech, why doesn't it say the Hamaditamos, though? If he says, if it would have said the Hamaditam, it would mean that it was standing up like this. Now that it says the Samtam, it doesn't say the Hamaditam, it means that it was laying down flat. Mm-hmm. He says that this must be the marker for the Shittas Abdevatam. Abdevatam's opinion in the Menachos series that the Sefer Torah and the HaKadosh have to be lying flat. And the song in the bookcase should be lying flat. It shouldn't be standing up like this or anything. The Kavod HaSefer is to lie flat. The rest, you make the Sefer Torah stand the whole time, it's going to get tired. The Zacharias, you have a guess. You give him a shin that he should sit down. You have to treat the Sefer Torah and the Tefillin and the Mezuzah as if it were a human being. So you have to give him a place to sit down, not that he should stand the whole time. So the Parshas and the Tefillin should be shuffled, should be lying flat, and the Parshas and the Mezuzah should be flat, sideways like this. The Gemara says that the Mezuzah has to be like that, and if it's like that, it's no good. But if it's diagonal, then it's okay. the machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, it has to be like that and it can't be like that. So Rashi says it has to be like that. If it's like that, that's the big, how you call it, vertical. It's horizontal, there's no good. Rabbeinu Tam says no, it has to be shekhoi. It has to be horizontal. If it's vertical, it's no good. That's not covered. Rabbeinu Tam brings a right. The haraya that you see the terror in the Arkadish of shekhoi, you put in the Sibitara flat. So we hold the raya is nishkin raya, and the din is not a din. We hold when you put the sibitara, the cover that says to have it standing up. In our bookcases, we have the front standing up. We don't have them lying flat. And the zuzah, Rashi's opinion, and that's how the Gemara Gaon says, is that you put it up straight, you don't put the parsha lying flat. And also, the parsha is omdos, you don't have the parsha, you don't have the parsha of shofar. Even if it's going up in the town, you don't have the parsha of shofar. You have it, I've been in town with pasal of shofar. The only thing we know is that Rabbeinu Tam, we rearrange the parshas. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the parsha should be put in the shalrosh in a different order. But we don't follow the other Rabbeinu Tam, that it should be parsha shofar. For that Rabbeinu Tam, we have outvoted him. We don't pass like that Rabbeinu Tam. The parsha has to be omnos. By the mezuzah, the shittim kubetzes on the side of Menachos. On the side of Menachos, that's at the end of our time, it's rather close, that the minig in France and Germany was that they put the mezuzah leaning sideways, diagonal, because the Gemara says, if it's diagonal, it is good. And if it's that way, it's no good. If it's that way, it is good. It has to be that way, it can't be that way. And because it's the Machlokes, right, the interpretation is which way is that way, which way is it supposed to be? Is it supposed to be shofar or omdos? But the Gemara says diagonal is never good, so that's what the Shittim Kubetzes says. The minig developed that they put it diagonally, so Machlokes is right to the midst. And the Zulma Goyim held, they quote in the Pesach Shuvah here today, and from the Maizah, the Zulma Goyim held, what do you have to satisfy the Rabbeinu Tam? We don't pass him like him. But he said, the third year in Kurdish, we're not Mahara to have it there. You only have it straight up and down. By the books in the, by the Svarim in the bookcase, you don't have it leaning sideways. You have it standing up. And by the Parshias in the Tefillin, you don't have it diagonal. You have it standing up. So what's wrong? We put the Mitzvah standing up. We have seen it. Why should you do it to the Yedder to satisfy Rabbeinu Tam Shita that he holds, if you do it straight up, it would be impossible. Do it Rashi Shita, lo hatfila, have it straight up. Don't have a diagonal. Diagonal is only good to the Yedder. Why should you have a diagonal? So the Ravid Azov suggests that maybe the mocker for the Rabbeinu Tam is this. Rabbeinu Tam says that that's the pshat in the Gemara in Menachos, in our famous Rabbi. But the Gemara said you have to have it this way, not that way, so he says it means has to be shofar in that almost. Because the covet is to have it resting, to have it diagonal. So he suggests where should be a mocker in the Chumash, where should be a mocker, some earlier mocker to this. He says maybe this possible, the Samtem also. Instead of saying the Hamarkim, he says the Samtem, and maybe this is how all the Tanai knew that that's the way the Luchas were sitting in the Oren in the Kurdish Hadarash, and the Gemara said the Ferish, that the Luchas were flat, they weren't standing up. So it was also flat, it wasn't standing up. So Rabbeinu Tam knows that the same way it was in the Kurdish Hadarash. That's why we should always have some character in the Jews. And for some reason or another, we thought that there's a distinction. That the Oren, the Luchas in the Sefer Torah, and the Oren, the Marshal, the Ferish Morabasa, was Sefer. And by us, we put everything on it. I don't know why. We have everything on it.
Only if
the Oren
was flat
in the Jews. Why? Why?
We didn't say
the
Oren was common to both teams. Why would we say that's not it?
The good kasha, the Gemara says it though. The Gemara says if you have a diagonal, then for sure it's good. The Gemara says that. The kasha and the Gemara, it's a good question. How do they know that it should be good? Right. Of course, that the Vilna Goyim didn't wear tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam, even though the Mechaber writes the Yirei Shamayim should be machmar al atzmo to wear tefillin the Rashi and tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. But of course, the Gro didn't wear tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. And he said, why? Because if you're going to wear the choshesh for the Rabbeinu Tam sheet, so you have to wear, I think they put 64 pairs in tefillin. Because there's so many different sheets, there's so many different combinations. Either Rabbeinu Tam has another sheet that the parshas have to be shofar, not omdos. So you already have to have four pairs of tefillin. You have to have Rashi's tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, omdos, and Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam shofar. So you already need four pairs of tefillin. And then there's another two sheets, the Rambam and the Shemusha Rabbah, the writer and the Shemusha Rabbah. So there are four sheets about the tefillin. So you should really require four times two. Is it already eight pairs of tefillin? Then the machlokes and about the tefillin and the stumas, where you're supposed to have tefillin and stumas. They said if you multiply all the machlokes and it cannot be more than 64. They put the name of the Gemara, at least 64 pairs. But it says he's not going to bother to be machlokes for other sheets if he can't satisfy all the sheets anyway. The Revit Azor quotes a Melchamis on this passage. Kisro Lachem, Hashir Hazos Lachem, Lashem Chayvastem. But the Gemara has in Sukkah Dap Tesim and Aleph, that's where the Melchamis appears. The Gemara Sukkah Dap Tesim and Aleph has a Machlokes between Beishama and Beisilo, whether a Sukkah has to be constructed Lashem Mitzvah or not. So Beishama Hall, Sukkah Yishon is Tzulo. Has to be Nasa Lashem Chad. It reminds me of my time in Beishama, because it says Chad Asubis Tasa Lachor Lashem. Lashem Choy Vaskar. Lashem Choy Vaskar. And Beisil say no. Beisil will disagree that there is no such thing. That you don't need Asiyah Lashmo. What I mean, Beisil denying Gansim, it doesn't make any difference, but the Sukkah is made Lashmo. It's not made Lashmo. So there's a Rajbo and Sukkah, Daf Lamed, Kedusha Rajbo, and Mr. Brewer quotes it also, Lalach, he quotes it from the Avodah HaKadosh. Rajbo wrote a little safer. Called well, we had it printed a little safer. Yes, and when he wrote it, it was a big safer. He had it printed in tiny format. It's called Avodah Zakar. It has all the Hilchos Yantid and Hilchos Erev in there. Like he wrote the Torah Sabayis. He wrote the Torah Sabayis at Kotzer and the Torah Sabayis at Kotzer. Here in the Avodah Zakar, you only have the Kotzer. They don't have any Orach. I don't remember if they say that he wrote an Orach, he didn't write an Orach. They just have the Kitzer Piski Dinah. So in the Avodah Zakar, he writes this as well. He has all the Hilchos Mukts in there. So he writes that the Din of Hukzer and Mitzvasoi of Sukkah, the same Shachal Shem Shemaim Alach Hazidia, that's the source and Tesim and Aleph and Sukkah, that's the source of the Din, that the Sukkah and Sukkah only applies if the Sukkah was constructed with Shem Mitzvah. It means that the Schach was put on the Shem Mitzvah. But if the Schach was not put on the Shem Mitzvah, then it will not, you can be yoyt to the Mitzvah, but you also you can be yoyt to the Mitzvah, but it won't be Chal Shem Shemayim Allah Sukkah. It won't have a Tushas HaSukkah. It won't be Hukzah and Mitzvah. So it's interesting. Yishayim and Yishil both agree that in order to have Kedushas HaSukkah, to be Chal Shem Shamayim Al HaSukkah, we require that it should be Nasa L'Shma. They both agree that that Rosh from the Tosik teaches me that you require Asiyah L'Shma. But they argue what that Tosik is teaching. It's the Shammai Hall that the Tosik teaches me that you have to make this, you have to put the Schach on L'Shma to have the Asiyah HaSukkah L'Shma. Asiyah HaSukkah means the Schach, doesn't mean the Tons. Asiyah HaSukkah has to be L'Shma in order that you have Kedushas HaSukkah, in order that you should be able to be okay. You can't be yoytze the mitzvah with a secular sukkah, with a sukkah that doesn't have any kedusha. You have to be yoytze the mitzvah with a sukkah that has a kedusha sukkah. And Beis Hillel say, no, there are two halachas. You can be yoytze the sukkah, the mitzvah sukkah, even with a sukkah that has a kedusha sukkah, with a sukkah that doesn't have a kedusha sukkah. If you made it, lishma, it's going to have kedusha sukkah, it will be hooked to the mitzvah. If you didn't make it, lishma, then can you also be yoytze the mitzvah, but it won't have a kedusha sukkah. That's all. Same mitzvah. Yeah, we always do the same mitzvah. But let's say the kids were playing and they made a hut, just a clubhouse. What do you call it? Clubhouse, just a shade with sail. So they still say that's okay, you can use that. If it wasn't even made with shade sail, then it's no good. Stump. But if someone is throwing hay and it turned out that the hay fell on top of the walls and it made a roof in such a way that it's kosher to stump. So that even they still will agree that that's no good. That's why the Avinezer has a shayla, he raises a shayla in his tzuvus, and maybe if a cheder shayla to cotton, maybe if a little kid before bar mitzvah puts on his chach, maybe it's no good, because you don't need l'shem mitzvah, but you at least need l'shem tzeil. So maybe a cotton is a labardas, and maybe I should say that he can't make l'shma. That's very tupus. And you say a cotton is a labardas, so it doesn't mean he cannot make l'shma either, or do you say no, l'shma and das are two different things. A goy can make l'shem, the Gemara Sibbeth here, a goy can make l'shem tzeil. I'm going to make the shame. If he's a goy gadol, he's a goy who's passed, he's a badass, he's over the age of 13. But if he's a little kid, he's a goy, to the same shot.
Okay,
right.
Except before you, now that you're just using
yeah, the only thing is, according to the Rashba, I won't appeal to the mitzvah, because it wasn't made the same mitzvah. I remember the, in the Bronx, we used to live near a conservative, big conservative school. So they got a new rabbi. We used to have an older rabbi, and then they got a new rabbi from the seminary. So the chazan from the shul was a famous chazan. So the chazan once came over to my father's home on the sukkahs, all excited that this, in the conservative synagogue, they had the sukkah on the beam. Inside the building. In the shul, they had the sukkah. And where the chazan came to the McDonald's on the beam, guess where they had the sukkah? Under the roof. So the chazan used to say kiddush day, whatever he used to do. So the sukkah collapsed. It wasn't an angel, so it collapsed in the middle of Yom Tov. So the new rabbi Paskin, the new rabbi had smichah from the seminary. then the old rabbi also has to understand it. The new rabbi tasks him that they can ask the super, immediately after his Muslim and Muslim Ritzah, can ask the super to put up the sukkah. So the chazan, they used to say the kiddush under the sukkah, was koshish that if a guy makes a sukkah, it's no good. So he ran to my father, my father said, task him that the sukkah is no good, to show that the new rabbi is an amorah, that the old rabbi would never allow such a thing. The previous control of that would never allow such a thing. And my father asked him, where's the sukkah? The whole story said, came out, the sukkah is built inside the building, under the roof. The father said, the whole thing is possible anyway. The Kamsar God is always pushing. Hey, he knows that, but he wants to know this shot. My father kept on telling him, it's a Gemara, that it's okay. The boy built this stock, is okay. So he couldn't believe it. The Chazan said, the boy makes it, it's okay. The father kept on telling him, it's no good anyway because it's under the roof. But the fact that the boy made it, that doesn't pass. Couldn't understand it. The boy makes it, it's okay. He held like the Shammai family. The Chazan was apparently a mitzvah from the Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, whenever you need Lishma, you have to have a pasuk to say that you need Lishma. So by Sukkah is a machloek, it's Bisham and Bisho, but you need Lishma. And the Rashba, in the Avodah HaKodesh, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Shaila, whether you should really pasuk like that Rashba. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it well enough, and later Svarim write that they're not so sure that the Mishnah Berurah is right. Maybe you shouldn't quote the Rashba, maybe you really shouldn't pasuk like that Rashba. So the Mishnah Berurah claims that in the name of the Rashba, that even they still agree that you need Lishma, for the purpose of creating Kedushas HaSukkah, that it should be hooked to the mitzvah. That if you sit in Sukkah, there was only Nasa L'Shem Tzel, it wasn't Nasa L'Shem Mitzvah, you'll be Yitzhak your mitzvah, but it won't be hooked to the mitzvah. And the Shammai said, you're not Yitzhak at all unless it was made Lishma. So the Gemara says, and what about Tzitzis? Does Asiyas have Tzitzis have to be Lishma? Loch the Shem Chavaskin. So here also, the Dilan Tasa Lacho, the Shem Chavaskin. What about Matzah? The place is quotes on Testament Alf, and Bishami has that it's also Machlek in Bisham and Bisil, where the Shmura Matzah has to be made the same mitzvah or not. And the Babli, the place doesn't quote it, but the Babli says not so. The Babli himself says that everybody is Matzkin, that Matzah has to be made with Shmo. If the Matzah is not made with Shem Mitzvah, so it's kosher, you're permitted to eat it. It's not Kormitz, but you're not yet to the Mitzvah. Al Pesach, you require that it should be made l'shem mitzvahs matzah. That's the Pesach of Shani Gemara, that the matzah has to be made l'shem mitzvahs matzah. So how do you know that? So more like that in the Pesach, the Shmartam et ha-matzah, that you should have Shimo l'shem mitzvah. It should be made l'shem mitzvah, Shmurim, Shimo l'shem mitzvah. So every time you need l'shmo, the Gemara says it has to be based on a Pesach. And it's machlekes l'sham v'tzilu, what about the Sukkah, and it's a shadow of the Babi l'sham. Is there a machlekes l'sham v'tzilu regarding the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a machlokes hatanoim that the ibud on daf mem ches on the bridge. More quotes are bright about 10 lines from the top. What if you have parshis of tefillin and sifon zohar and you coated the tefillin with gold? I made a bias of gold. Should be a palmachimah that it's good. Mad if you make a bias of leather, it's good. Make a bias of gold, it's certainly good. If it says it's no good. Or if you make the bias, tov aleim or shel behem et meyo. I use the leather that comes from a horse. So it says that that's no good from the behem et meyo. In the shalom rishayim, how do you translate the word tolo aleihem or behem et meyo? Tolo means test one way. Made it fly. Means tolo aleihem, he put on top of the parshios or behem et meyo. He took the parsha of Shol Rosh, or Shol Yad, whatever, and he made a bias. He made a bias of leather of the Behemoth Meir. So that's not what two words. So that means he made the whole bias out of Behemoth Meir. Or means no. He took parshios and he put them into a bias of a Behemoth Meir. And Tola Aleihem on top of the batin. He put on top of the batin or Behemoth Meir, and it's still no good. Even though you have on the bottom or Behemoth Meir, it's still no good. So why is that not good? But you have all the Hema Torah on the back. You have to say that that's alluded. The Bais Chit and Sheni Reish Avir is not good. That's the Gemara later in Sanhedrin. Yeah, but the Gemara says it's been geared to what? Bais Chit and here pay testament hours right before the Mishnah on the sixth line. Bais Chit and Sheni Reish Avir Pasim Mishnah. You have a Shalosh. And you have four compartments. Each compartment is called a bias. We say there are four bases in the shalosh. You bring one bias, but we call every compartment a separate bias. The Gemara says if the outer compartment is not reyes avir, there's something chotzit, something mafsik in between the outside air and the outer bias, that's not good. What's mafsik? So the Gemara happens to be speaking about putting in a fifth parsha. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Instead of having four parshios, he decides that he likes that service Adibus also. He likes Medina Israel, so he puts in Hesha Hashem al Kefa Shlutzko, he puts whatever, something, a promise on Medina, based, whatever you call a declaration, then he puts it into a fifth bias and he puts it on the outside. So the Gemara says that's not good because you have to have Shema or Yoki Viach or whatever is supposed to be on the outside bias with nothing matchstick in between towards the outside Adib. If you have an additional parsha stuck there at the end, and it's the additional parsha is mafsik, then it passes the whole film. But what happens if you don't have an additional parsha mafsik? You just put on more leather. More leather all becomes part of the bias. That's not a problem. What if you put on more leather that can't become part of the bias? I put on ordained mail. That's possible for film. So would you say that's also mafsik? Chaytzit, bias chitzit sheni reis avir is possible. It's also mafsik. It's also chaytzit. So that's a Shaila Rishonim, how to translate the words over here. Tolo Alehem, or Behemoth Rehoyu, or Behemoth Meir. Tolo Alehem means he put on top of the Parshias or Behemoth Meir, and he made the bias from or Behemoth Meir. Or Tolo Alehem means he put on top of the bias or Behemoth Meir. Even though he already has a bias from or Behemoth Meir, that's false. So Marta Banet has a Pirish on the bottom of the Marta. It's called Dir Marta. As it appears on the whole Marta, they only printed it on the on Menachem, on Hilchos, the third fill of Mezuzah, they have it printed on the bottom of the page. But he has a view on the whole Marta, running commentary on the whole Marta. So that on the part that's printed in the Zilna Shas, under the Marta on the Hilchos, the third fill of Mezuzah, he points out, how do you translate the word Tolo Aleyan? So now, Kamina Ladina, for our fill-in, the Mishkan Yankov has in his tshuva, because the practice was in Europe that he used to paint on so much guf on top of the outside of the tefillin so you can really peel off the whole thing. Now the expensive tefillin don't have it. But years ago they all used to have like that. So they paint on so much shmirah, it's like on when they want to paint, let's say, the hall sometimes, but sometimes they scrape off the old paint. So they remove layers and layers, coats of paint. It's sometimes an inch thick, half an inch thick. You hear also by tefillin, the Mishkan and Sanctuary writes in his tshuvas, that they used to make tefillin with urbane material, and then they used to smear on, and the tefillin would not be black. The bottom would be white. And then instead of dyeing the bottom black, which apparently is a difficult stunt to do, they would make a black mixture of cement or whatever, glue and all kinds of stuff, and pour in a lot of black dye, and then they'd smear on this heavy coat on the outside of the bottom. And he tainted that all the tefillin are possible. He said, Mishkan is Yankov, that's true, that's called Bais Chit and Sheni Reis Avir. It depends on this machlokes and Mishnah. But the Bais Chit and Sheni Reis Avir only applies when you have an extra parsha that's mafsik between the outer bias and the outer ha'olam, or even if you just have anything that's great, anything that's not part of it. And then if the Braisa continues, what if you put or behemoth tahira? You made a bias shalyad, a bias shalosh, or behemoth tahira from the kosher animal. But you didn't do ibud b'shma on the leather. So that's a machlekes of Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim. So the Tanakham says kosher even though it was not done b'shma. So Shimon ben Gamliel says that it's kosher unless it had ibud b'shma. So where does he know that you have to have ibud b'shma? How does Shimon ben Gamliel know that you have to have ibud b'shma? And it's a Gemara in Gittin, Tereshis quote. In Gittin, that Nun Dalit, and the base places are not that, but Men Chesed and the base is on head, and the top place of course in Gittin, Nun Dalit, the Gemara tells a story, a Sefer came to Rabbi Yabo, must have been on Sefer's made sure, and he comes and he confesses that he wrote a Sefer Torah, and he sold it to someone, They didn't do the Ibud on the Gvilla in Lishman. He bought parchment from a Goyt instead of taking the hide and having himself treated with the chemicals. He didn't want to waste much time, so he saved time. He bought parchment from a Goyt and he just wrote this Ebetel Lishman. And after he sold it, he made a lot of money on the deal. Then he came to the rabbi to confess that he did an Aveira, that he didn't do the Ibud Lishman. So Rabbi Abo says, I draw the Babu Kameh, and tell me, we believe you that you did a bad job and you lose your salary. But the guy hadn't paid him yet, or even if he did pay him, he just made a Hadras called in that the Sefer is not kosher and you're not entitled to get paid. But you're not believed to possibly with Sefer Torah. So the other guy can still lay in the Sefer Torah. You don't say Yerechanan B'Surin. It's the middle of the Surin, Yerechanan B'Surin, Gittin and Dal. You don't say Yerechanan B'Surin. You're not believed because you already gave him the Sefer Torah and you come up now with such a story, we don't believe you. But her daughter's about to intimate him dummy, so we believe you that you're not entitled to yourself. So Tais says, if you're not Gimel Rosa, that you need Ibud Lishmo by the cloth of the tomb. So the Rishonim asked, where is the Pasuk? The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Tes Amud Aleph says, you have to have a separate Pasuk for Sukkah, and a separate Pasuk for Matan, and a separate Pasuk for Tzitzis. And separate pasuk, anytime you need anything, Ibud Asiyah Lishmo. So where is there a pasuk that you need Asiyah Lishmo by the Ibud Haklav? So the Ramban there, the Mohammed, and that person in Aleph has a long discussion there, the Ramban and the Balamor. So the Ramban there suggests on his own, he has no early mark, he suggests that the pasuk is this week said, Tisvu Lachem, it's Ashir Azur. So just like Mar Darshan from Dilun Tasa Lecho, and from the pasuk, Chavsuk Tasa Loch, the word Loch means Lishay Mitzvah, Lishay Tadas, and so to be Darshan, that the ksiba has to be lishma. Ksiba lishma not only means when the sefer writes the oisius, it should be lishma, it includes also that the parsha, that the cloth should have an ibud lishma. So if that's included, that the cloth should have an ibud lishma, so how come there's a machleikus satanoim? How come the Gemara has a machleikus satanoim between Rav Shimon and Gamliel and the Chachamim? Ibud converts it from hide into parchment. That's called or matzah. That's called or matzah. Matzah is not common. You didn't work for matzah. The leather that you didn't work on is called or matzah. Not the pot is called or chomet, but the hide is called or matzah. They're not most important that loss is called or matzah. So the Pasuk Pshat in the Gemara is that if you have a bias for Rosh that didn't have any Ibud, it would be possible. If you use our matzah, so how come there's a machlekes satan? So the Gemara says, the Balamor has like this, the Ksivas HaSeviter, because when you write it, that certainly needs Lishma. And the Ramban says, how does the Balamor know that that's so? So that's the Pasuk, Kishvul Lachem. The Ksivas has to be Ksivul Lishma. But the machlokes hatanaim is when you require ksiva lishma, does it only apply to the act of ksiva, or does it also imply that the ibud haklah prior to the ma'aseh ksiva has to be done lishma? Because if not, then the ksiva is not called ksiva. Why should I say that should also be done lishma? The bemis, the gemara by tzitzis has like that. The way tzitzis learns pshat, you require gedivim tasalach, gedivim tasalach alayim hamfas ksusva. The asiyas hatzitzis has to be lishma. How do you define asiyas atzitzis? So asiyas atzitzis means tying the kesher. When you put it through, that's the shadow, when you put it through the hole, is that also called the asiyah? Or is it only tying the knot? Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Rishon in the Perush that pulling the strings through the hole and tying the knot is called the asiyah. Now Soloveitchik never liked that. Even though it says in the Rishon in the Perush like that, he thought that pulling through the hole was not going to go. That you have a joy pull through the hole. It's not. She can do that because the whole Vasiyah only consists of tying the knot. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Rishonim, they're pulling the strings through the hole and tying the knot. That's called the Asiyah Satsit. So that has to be Lishmo. What about Tviya Sachutim? When you take the raw wool and you convert it into thread, make strings out of it, does the Tviya Sachutim have to be Lishmo? So the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. How far do you go back? So we ask him that you have to have Tviya Lishma. That's what it says on the wrapper when you buy strings for tzitzis. It says that the Tviya Sachutim is done the Shemitz. That's how we're machmer. Machleg this thing about Rabbi Shmuel. That's Teres Menalach. And the Menalach is also in Teres HaTcheilah. Why? Because when it says, Dibam Tasa Lecho, the Shei Mitzvah, not only does it apply to the act of Asiyah, the Kshiva Sachutin, it applies also to the Hakon in advance. It doesn't mean that you have to shear up the wool from the back of the animal, the Shei Mitzvah. You don't have to have that religious Jew shear up the wool, the Shei Mitzvah. That can be done by going also. But it means the step prior to the making it into the strings that has to be done. You don't go too far back. So once you pass it like that you go back, that even the Tzvi Sachutim has to be done Lishma, so why shouldn't we go back over here also and say that the Yibud HaKlap should be done Lishma? Shouldn't the Yibud HaKlap be parallel to the should or shouldn't the Yibud HaKlap be parallel to the Tzvi Sachutim? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Ches on the days Tanoi Hi D'Tanya, there is a machlokes between Abaye V'Rava that starts on Daf Mem Zayin on the days. But the Hazmana Milsi or Hazmana La Milsi, this ran 10 lines from the bottom of the top. If you wrap the mace in Tachrichim, so not only is the mace Osabana, the Tachrichim are also Osabana. Mishamsha mace. The mace Osabana, Mishamsha mace are Osabana. A Shaila Nachwein, but the Mishamsha mace are Osabana, and I'll tell you in the Rabban. Mace is Osabana, and I'll tell you. Mishamsha mace are Machlechis. So if you beg your food, then it's true. Machlechis are Achwein and Dabba. But whether they rise to the Rabban, there is such a thing that the Tachrichim of the mace are Osabana. One of the rabbanos from I think from the Brieska somewhere over there, big Talmud Chacham had a tshuva in the sefer. The old man died and the children wanted to make covers for the father, so they bought a big tuxedo, a fancy expensive suit, and they dressed up the father and they put him in a casket. And then the rabbi from the community said, "What are you doing? Father was an Orthodox Jew. He wouldn't want to be buried in that stuff. He wants to be buried in Tachrichim." So they took off the tuxedo, they took off the fancy mavush, and they put on. So the shayla is whether the first begotten became Asa Bahanana because it was Hazmana the Torah. They were not, they made it, not Hazmana, it was Misham Shameh's Mamas, they already dressed the father.